Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Murray, who's Vice President of Sustainability with Shaw Industries. Paul, how you doing?
Oh, very good.
Good to have you with us today. You have some news that we want to talk about. You've just finished and published your annual sustainability report for 2011, the last fiscal year, and it's now available. It's a 108-page book. I guess you're happy to get it done, aren't you?
Oh, it's always a relief to get a report of that magnitude done, and so we are all breathing a sigh of relief over here at Shaw.
I poured through just a few pages of it, and we'll get into some of the details in just a minute. Just a minute with you. You've been at Shaw now for a full year, came to Shaw from Herman Miller. This has to have been an interesting process. One quick kind of light note, in flipping through the book, Shaw's got to have the prettiest employees, I believe, working in the country.
Hey, we think so. It's always nice to get the employees engaged, and they're always happy to pose for this report. So people actually line up and volunteer, which is always nice.
Well, it's beautiful photography. There's not one cloudy day in the whole book, and everybody that's in there just seems to be very healthy. It looks like Shaw has roughly 22,800 employees now, because this book has, when you talk about sustainability, it's not just the green message, it's the whole message. Isn't that right?
Well, that's really true. The whole sustainability report is reflected in the whole concept that this is a holistic message. It's not just a green issue. Mm-hmm. It's really the balance between people, planet, and profit. And so you can't talk about just environmental. You have to talk about social responsibility, environmental performance, profitability. I mean, you really touch on all these subjects to really meet the GRI, or Global Reporting Initiative, framework for these reports.
Give us a few highlights. I know you've been doing this for a while. You did it with Herman Miller using the GRI format. Now you've done it with Shaw. I know you benchmark yourself against some milestones that you want to achieve. What are some of the more interesting parts of this report that you'd like to point out to the listeners?
I really think that we can start with our whole cradle-to-cradle certified product portfolio. We really pride ourselves over here of working with Bill McDonough and his group in coming up with the cradle-to-cradle protocol, and about 55% of all of our products are designed using this protocol, which basically looks at the toxicity and material health of the product. It looks at the way we manufacture the product, way we distribute it, and the way we take it back. Mm-hmm. And so the cradle-to-cradle products, when we say 55% of our products have gone through that, that's a huge percentage and a lot of hard work. For an example, we introduced a new product called Lock Dots, which reduces by over 90% the amount of adhesive used to put down our carpet tile. It's cradle-to-cradle certified, meaning the material itself is healthy, but also we are dematerializing that adhesive step. So that was a great introduction the past year.
Mm-hmm.
It also entails then how do we manufacture our products and what kind of energy efficiency, what kind of water efficiency, what kind of reduction in landfill. Well, just a couple little bullet points there is that last year, even with tough economy still going on out there, we still spent almost $10 million, a little over $9 million in energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. Now, you'd say, well, wow, that's a big investment, and it is, but we had roughly a three-year payback on the money.
Right,
so again, it really shows we pay attention to this balance. Another thing that we did is reduced our water consumption by 6%. And of course, the earth probably will get thirsty before it gets hot. So I think water will become one of those hallmark issues of a sustainability program going forward, and we're continuing to work on that. And then on the last stage of the life of a product is the take-back. And here's a huge milestone that we passed this year. We actually went over 500 million pounds. So it's a half a billion pounds that we have taken back from our consumers. And we have used it to make new nylon. We have used it for energy. We've made pallets out of it. So we're trying to make the best use of the carpet based on the fiber type. So we take it back from our customers, and we're trying to make a good use of it. Those are, a few things. And then we can even talk about on the people side, because you can't really have a balance if you're not worried about your people. The people continue to contribute to our community and neighborhood. The company and the employees have given over $2 million in charitable contributions. We've had 1 million training hours. Our safety performance has continually improved. So we're doing well on a lot of fronts, and that's what this book really highlights.
One of the things most people know that you do have, that nylon 6 process over in Augusta, Georgia, the whole Evergreen process, where you can take used nylon fiber and you can actually take it back to its basic building blocks and create new fiber. You know, it performs as well as the virgin.
It performs just like virgin. And so you can take some of the dirtiest, ugliest carpet coming from a big, huge apartment complex, and it can be made back into pure caprolactam, which leads to nylon. So some of our premium products are made with that recycled content.
Yeah, and this whole lock dock thing, I mean, most people know that when you install commercial carpet, if you use glue, that is a contaminant when it's pulled up. And in the past, that whole EcoWorks bagging is a polyolefin. The glue is made of another product, which is a contaminant, so probably won't enjoy it for a while. But as those new products are going down, they won't be as contaminated if and when they're pulled up at the end of life, right?
An additional point to that story is that the lock dots themselves like the polyolefin backing, so when you pull them up, they come with the carpet and the floor is left clean. So the next generation of installation, they won't have to prep the floor because there won't be glue on it from the previous carpet.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I noticed, you didn't mention it, but your whole R2E, which is your whole process where you can build steam energy using waste carpet, and I believe last year you ran 84 million pounds of carpet through that, so that's up and running and doing well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's designed for 84 million pounds.
Okay.
And it is up and running, and it's producing steam for two of our mills here in Dalton, Georgia, so it's going well and producing the steam that we expected, and we're still ramping it up, and we'll hit 84 million pounds hopefully very shortly.
So you have to be pleased then. I guess against most of your measurement points, you're continuing to do well, aren't you?
Yep. We are continuing to do well, and we continue to see opportunities out there. And that, I think that's the beauty of a continuous improvement model that we enjoy here at Shaw through our lean initiatives going around the company has really instilled continuous improvement as a mantra. And, you know, sustainability through innovation, when you couple lean thinking with innovation, you come up with great environmental performance. And so we really see opportunities continuing into the future as well.
Yeah. One thing neat about this whole GRI reporting system is it does require that you give information about the company. I know you're a privately held company owned by Berkshire Hathaway. So on this report, on page 11, I believe, you actually give the numbers. And one of the neat things to look at is, you know, you show your annual revenue and you show some of your profit numbers. And it actually is showing that Shaw is recovering from this economic recovery we're coming through. And that's always nice to see.
You're absolutely right. Being a member of a large conglomerate like Berkshire, we aren't mandated to give this information out, but with GRI they do. And so we did discuss it when we have elected over the last 4 years to give this information. You could just report it. We had Deloitte and Touche come in, and they did an audit similar to a financial audit on all the numbers that you see in the report. So this report for the first time has actually been checked by an auditing Big Four auditing firm to make sure that our numbers are accurate, and when we say we've done something, we really did. And so I think people can feel very comfortable with what they see in the report as well.
Well, everybody knows that Shaw is the largest producer of carpet in the world, and now if they turn to page 11, they can see that you also produce 1.96 billion pounds of finished product. Now, it's going to be hard to convert that by a different category type, but at least tells you what the total weight of everything you make is, which is very interesting.
It's kind of scary, I'll tell you. Coming from Herman Miller, that number is larger here than it was there.
Yeah, but it's good to see. It is a $4.24 billion annual revenue. You're coming back out of this recession. Looks really good. So listen, I know this is available for people to see online, and I guess there's a place on the web they can go to. Why don't you tell us for the people that might want to see it?
Yes, it's sustainability.shawgreenedge.com. And that's kind of the executive summary with a link to the full report.
All right, Paul, it's good to talk to you. Congratulations on the milestones that you all have reached in this whole sustainability effort. Again, we've been talking to Paul Murray, who's Vice President of Sustainability at Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.